Connecticut! It's a privilege and an honor to be with you this evening. We're the Tyler Daniels fans from Mount Sharon, Tennessee. We're real happy to see so many of you out tonight. Thank you for coming. We got a whole bunch of folks listening on the radio across these United States from coast to coast. And I just hope they have as much fun as we're going to have. It's a song called Trudy. Call up Trudy home. Tell them all. Sing her letters in the mail. Just about to lose my mind. Worried about old Johnny D. Walker. And the girl I left behind. John Lee Walker was a car mechanic. Had a hand to turn in Africa. He's made it down to the county. Now the gold was changing the Memphis station.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We're going to put your pants through the gorgo right now. This is a song brand spanking new. It's called Down and Dirty. Give you some of the material off of it. This is our current single. It's called The Legend of Woolly Swamp. this man lived in the woody swamp way back in Booger Woods. And he never did do a lot of harm in the world, but he never did do no good. People didn't think too much of him. They all thought he acted funny. The old man didn't care about people anyway. All he cared about was his money. He'd stuff it all down into mason jars and bury it all around. And on certain nights, if the moon was right, he'd pick it up out the ground. He'd pour it all out on the floor of his shack and run his fingers through it. Yeah, Lisa's play was a greedy old man. That's all that there was to it. But I couldn't believe it. She had to find out for herself, and I couldn't conceive it. Never would listen to nobody else, and I couldn't believe it. She had to find out for herself. There's some things in this world you just can't explain. Hey. Cable boys was white trash, and lived over on Carver's Creek. They were mean as a snake, sneaky as a cat, and belligerent when they speak. One night the oldest brother said, y'all meet me in the woody swamp later. We'll take old Lucius's money and we'll feed him to the alligators. Found the old man out in the back with a shovel in his hand. 13 rusty mason jars he just dug up out of the sand. And they all went crazy and they beat the old man and picked him up off the ground. The swamp stood there and laughed as the black water sucked him down. He turned around and went back to his shack, picked up the money and ran. Had he gone nowhere when he realized they were running in quicksand. And they struggled and they screamed, but they couldn't get away. And just before they went under, they could hear that old man laughing in a voice as loud as thunder. Less than 50 years ago, you can go by there yet. There's a spot in the yard in the back of that shack where the ground is always wet. And on certain nights, if the moon is right down by that dark footpath, you can hear three young men screaming. You can hear one old man laugh. Let's go back in the woods, smoke where you better not go at night. Let's face out there in the wind of the woods and make a strong man die for pride. Things to crawl, things to fly, things to creep around on the ground. Malicious played his head and he walks around, but I couldn't believe it. He said to find out for myself, and I couldn't conceive it. Never would listen to nobody else, and I couldn't believe it. Just had to find out for myself, but there's some things in this world you just can't explain.
Right now, another song off of our Million Mile Reflections album. This is called Let the Blind Man Play.
That man sits an old black blind man. No one knows his name. He plays the same old guitar. He plays the same old tune. And when the people pass him by, some are heard to say, play, let the blind man play. And he was a cotton picker down in Alabama. He never amounted to much. He died by his own hand. He lost his sight one terrible night by the hand of the Ku Klux Klan. They burned his eyes with a brand in iron. Some were heard to say, play, let the blind man play. And maybe you'll be around another day. Dreaming about those little things you know you'll never see. So play, let the blind man play. Let the blind man play. Hey, hey. one cried when the blind man died with a name that no one knew. The lady's coughing out a knotty pine with a wreath of laurel too. His epitaph was short and sweet, all it said was play. Play, let the blind man play.
I'd like to do you a title song from an album ago. This is off of Million Mile Reflections. It's kind of a special song to us. It's called Reflections. You had all the moves and you knew all the tricks. You left all the ladies in a heather of hoops when your voice took wing. Then you shake around, you know how you sing. Just an old boy from Memphis with a big diamond ring. A country girl's prayer, city girl's dream. Hail the king. Town on a crowded dance floor. The 60s came in with a bang and a roar. The world had heard a knock. It was Janice at the door. They let her in. And when it seemed like this whole world was falling apart, house lights would fall and the music would start. She'd be given a song, a little piece of her heart. Once again, my song. October in St. Louis town, when we heard that the free bird had fell to the ground, and we all said a prayer before we went down to play. And Ronnie, my bird, above all the rest, I miss you the most, and I love you the best. And now that you're gone, I thank God I was blessed just to know you. Thank you. Here's a song, another song off of our new Full Moon album. This is the story of a bullfighter. It's called El Toreador. Just a light in the east when he left Maria's warm bed. Her dark eyes said more, but he walked through the door, kicking cobwebs of dreams from his head. And later that day, as he knelt to pray, he said, God grant me this, nothing more. If it is the way, and I must die today, let me die like a toreador. As a dance on the roof, shook from the Lord, as the band played the toreador sting. The sound, the bull paws the ground as the toreador enters the ring. Up and down, round and down, unknown, all along. Up and down, round and down, unknown, all
the hot blood in his Spanish heart. And the crowd held his breath as he flirted with death. And the bullfighter's sword found his mark. And trying to hide the wound in his side, he walked from the ring standing tall. And the crowd gathered around as he fell to the ground. A priest held his hand where he lay in the sand. And he was heard to say, a brave fool died today, but he died like a toad.
Song off of our new album. This is a kind of a summer evening fantasy, and it's called the South Sea Song. Not too long ago, I decided I would go. Flow. I went sailing in on a southwest wind from some place I don't recall. Glad to be on solid ground, just as the sun was going down, I stepped out to take a look around. Had a mai tai in my hand, and I was looking at the moon, listening to a band. This was South Seattle. There was a warm breeze blowing and the rum was flowing. You could almost just start. All at once it came to me, nowhere in my memory I had ever felt so fine and free. Then she came from out of nowhere, in her hair. She looked at me a while, and then she smiled a special smile. Went right through me, cause she's sweet up to me. There was something out she wanted to say. She said, I can make your dreams come true. Come and let me welcome you to paradise.
Small grass shack and it's
door. With the palm trees thrashing and the trade winds crashing the waves down on the shore. She turned around and she pulled me down and she said it just once more. She said, I can make your dreams come true. Come and let me welcome you to thank you. There's more new music for you. This is Sonny Crane and a song called Don't You Know I'm Just a Lonesome Boy from Dixie. We'll be right back. from Franklin, Tennessee. We're going to feature Chaz D. Gregorio right now. This is another song off of our Full Moon album. It's called I Ain't Got No Potion for the Pain.
That's the test.
Thank you.
I want you to join us right now in a very special way of remembering Tommy Caldwell.
What's that?
you see? Can't you see what that woman's been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman's been doing to me? Can't you see?
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you. I do a song for you now that's off of our new album. It's kind of a special song to me. It's called Caroline, I Remember You. The first things I remember of frosty Carolina mornings were the cheery fire crackling in my mama's big black wood cook stove. I remember snowflakes as big as goose feathers and the moon, the country of new made country butter. And a night sky like diamonds against black velvet reaching from horizon to horizon. I remember when the biggest problems in my barefoot life were sand spurs and red ant hills. I remember sitting with my granddaddy on the front porch and watching the last of that magnificent southern sun dig away into the twilight sky. I remember Sunday school and kneeling at the cross and Sunday dinner and trying to imagine what God looked like. I remember awesome tin-wheel, fire-puffing locomotives. The conductor's watch looked as big as one of my grandmother's biscuits. I remember my mother smiling in a red and white checkered dress. And Christmas always seemed so far away. Yeah, I remember you, Carolina, grand old lady of the South. I remember you as home.
you're hard to forget.
We're going to go back and grab an old 50s song for you right now. This is one of our favorite Chuck Berry numbers. It's called Johnny Be Good.
Every green jay stood a log cabin, beat a birthday in the wood. And if you got your boy named Johnny, be good. He's the loosest dude I've ever been exposed to. Loves a bottle and a dirty joke. Likes to hang out on the street. Any other fight than he. And his nose and the women keep him broke. He's been in every jail from here to Juarez. And every funky old back street's a loon. He's a victim of his fate. Born 100 years too late. Sometimes I think 100 years too soon. He's an outlaw, he's a bum. He's a rounder and then some. He's as ornery as a redneck fool can be. He ain't ever gonna be no different. He's a damn good cowboy, and I hope to hell he stays in Tennessee. He didn't finish school or go to college. When he turned 16, he just had to go. While everyone who did was building homes and having kids, he was out west riding some rodeo. He got busted up in Cheyenne last September. To get his hat and pack his trunk. And he came on back to town. He just kinda hangs around. He's a local hero and a local drunk. He's an outlaw, he's a bum. He's a rounder and then some. He's as ornery as a redneck fool can be. And he ain't ever gonna be no different. He's a damn good cowboy, and I hope to hell he stays in Tennessee. Think that he's a little crazy. You may think that where he's at's nowhere. And in your righteous sight, you just might be right. But he damn sure did have fun getting there. He's a rounder and then some. He's as ornery as a redneck fool can be. And if you don't like him, you won't like me either. And he's a damn good cowboy, and I hope the hell he stays in Tennessee.
We appreciate it. It's not a song off our Full Moon album. This is a single for us not too often long ago, and it's called In America. This next song to everybody in the world who owns a cowboy hat.
Don't like the way I'm living. It just leaves us alone.
road. Wants me to sing the foundation, cause he's worried about my soul. Said Jesus walked on the water, and I know that it's true. Sometimes I think that preacher man, I'd like to do a little walking too. I ain't asking for a lot of dirt.
Sides, I just left on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, would have stopped the car. It was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck looking joint called the New Drop Inn. Stuffed all my hair up under my hat when he told the bartender that I had a flat. Would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? There was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted, pointing toward the telephone. I called up the station down the road away. Said, well, we ain't very busy today. We can have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, now you just stay right where you're at. I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. Said, who owns that car with the gun racks, the mag wheels, and four on the floor? He looked at
is me, and I damn near died. And I decided I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and I headed for the door. Just when I thought I was gonna get out there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick, some fella with green teeth. I was almost to the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son," and when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight. Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially with six of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing, I got a feeling sick. I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old green teeth right in the eye. He let out a yell, "Gonna curl your hair," but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch it, folks, he's a fairly dangerous man. You may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan." He was still bent over, holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I just laid no thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "But you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Reagan stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for Jimmy Carter for president. He's a friend of them long-haired hematite pickle fags. I bet you he's even got a Tommy flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I can tell you guys. Now, he may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him. He jumped up and said, "Now, just wait a minute, Jim. You know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. Well, I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." And then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't stay around to hear the rest, because I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. When I hit that ground, I was making tracks. They were just taking my car down off the tracks. I threw the man a 20, jumped in, fired that brother. You know, down on Walton, where the sure been proud of the way I was moving, when I passed that crowd coming out that door, headed toward me in the truck. Well, I knew I should have gone ahead and run. Somehow just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. They headed for the cars, and I hit the gas. Run around ahead of the ball with the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in there. I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their asses were catching, but I figured I better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit that road, I was really weaving, had gravel flying and rubber squealing. Didn't slow down till I was almost Arkansas. Well, I think I'm gonna reroute my trip. I wonder if everybody think I'd fit if I went to L.A. by Omaha. Thank you. Full Moon album for you right now. This is called Dance, Gypsy Dance. With a dead man.
sun.
He's headed this way with a bullet in his gun.
Yeah, the hanging mob is riding all night, but they can't be here till tomorrow night, and you'll be gone by the morning light.
Song for you right now off of our Knight Rider album. This is called Texas. There's a place not too far away from here. With the cows and a Lone Star beer, with an image and love, it's quite all right with me. And they call it Texas, it's a mighty fine place to be. Texarkana, El Paso, and Oklahoma, out to old Mexico, Houston, Dallas, Austin, and San Antonio. People in Texas sure do make me feel at home. I'd like to take this opportunity right now to introduce you to five of my closest friends in the world and five guys that I'm very honored to get on stage with every night. This is Charlie Hayward, Jim Marshall, Freddie Edwards, Tommy Crane, Fast Dick Gregorio. And we have had one fine time playing for you folks here tonight. I don't remember when we have ever played for a better crowd. We have thoroughly enjoyed it. We'd like to close our set with a song off our Million Mile Reflections album. This is called The Devil Went Down to Georgia. For a soul steal. He was in a bind, he was way behind, he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man, saw it on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. You play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I'll bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. Well, said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret because I'm the best it's ever been.
Johnny, rise up, you're going to play your fiddle hard. Cause you're broke loose in Georgia, and the devil needs a guard. And if you win, you'll get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire moved from his fingertips as he rolled up his bow. Pulled his bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. Then a band of demons joined in and sounded something like this. You're a pretty good old son, but sit down in that chair right now. I'm gonna show you how it's done.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Jump in the house when the rising sun. Feeding in the red, better picking out too. Can't get it up, back, don't y'all know.
Because he knew that he'd been beat. He laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best he's ever been. And he played.
The house in the rising sun.
Good show tonight, huh? We're listening to Charlie Daniels Band live from the Hartford Civic Center, Hartford, Connecticut. Charlie's going to come right back, and we'd like to alert all stations down the line that we are running a little behind schedule, but please follow your schedules.
Crowd reaction here has been real intense. We got a couple messages.
But also with a great sense of love that we dedicate this next song to Ronnie Van Zant and Tommy Caldwell.
Charlie Daniels Band live from the Hartford Civic Center in Hartford, Connecticut. He's going to be coming back for probably another encore. And we'd like to see Charlie. He's going to be on the East Coast through mid-September, then going on to the Midwest and back to the East in October.
For the folks who haven't had a chance to see him on tour yet, he's working with about three backup singers and I believe four or five horn players. Real fine show. Now, we're going to be back right after a couple messages from the local stations.
There once was a boy named...
We're still writing on our radio, people. When we play it, it's going to be the Orange Blossom Special. So stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Tennessee.